All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Monday, December 20th. And wow, what a wild trading day on Friday and what a wild week. So we will talk about this and what happens going into this week. Then yesterday we got the news that the Build Back Better plan from President Biden is dead. So we will talk about what this means for stock. This week also we have light trading, but there are some key economic reports. We'll talk about this. Markets are definitely on the edge. We'll talk about the stocks that are being hit the hardest this week. There's more news from Tesla and it's not good. And will there be a Santa Claus rally? So as you can see, we have a lot to talk about today. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Also, if this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, so don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, joining me is my head coach, Mark Ott. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus.
All right. Mark has 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So, Mark, what a morning. I mean, we got to take a look at the markets and first see what happened here on Friday before we talk about what's happening today.
Sure. And I mean, just last week was a wild week. We had just a back and forth whipsaw market with the Fed really being in the spotlight. And so stocks pulled back a little bit and then they rallied after the Fed and then they sold off and closed Thursday and Friday lower. The S&P down 1% on Friday. So just a tough week overall. For the week, the S&P was down 1.9%, but the NASDAQ really getting hit. So the NASDAQ, the biggest loser of the week, down nearly 3%. So rough week for the NASDAQ.
And it's so interesting how this teeters back and forth, because on Friday, the NASDAQ actually almost finished on a positive note, while the Dow was down 1.5%. And the S&P was down more than 1%. So there's a lot of this risk on, risk off, right? I mean, is there a rotation? Is there not a rotation? Are we concerned about interest rates? Are we not concerned about interest rates? It's so interesting. And I keep going back to the 50-day moving average. And on Friday, the 50-day moving average in the S&P 500 held again. So there's a lot going on. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. There's just a lot uncertainty in the markets right now. So last week, the Fed basically surprised everybody by saying, you know what, we'll probably raise interest rates 3 times next year. And this comes from a few months ago where they say, there's no way we're going to raise interest rates in 2023. And now, boom, a sharp reversal there. So that definitely spooked the markets a little bit.
And traders don't like interest rates, you know, but at some point we have to see interest rates be raised, especially with inflation. And, you know, that's one of the tools of the Fed. And the Fed does have a responsibility to try and have policy that helps maximum employment and also price stability. And right now we don't have that price stability, and that 2% inflation target that's been the norm is just totally out the window right now.
I mean, where are we, right at 9.5%, 9.8% or something like this? I mean, yeah, it's totally out of control right now. Well, and then we also have the Omicron variant, right? And I mean, this is something where we do see a fourth wave right now. So cases are rising again, and especially with the Omicron variant here, there's a lot of mixed messages. Because if you look at Moderna, did you see what they said over the weekend?
Yeah, so Moderna said that their third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine saw a 37-fold increase in neutralizing antibodies against Omicron. So the first and the second dose are of a higher strength. The third dose is basically a half dose. And so that was positive. They say that they're continuing to look for or work on a booster specific for Omicron. But we also see that the variant is spreading significantly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what we see here, and this is where we heard this weekend from the Netherlands. I mean, the Netherlands surprisingly basically shut down, and this was kind of a surprise move. And that's, of course, everybody is wondering, okay, who else will do this? I mean, in Europe, many countries are considering tighter lockdowns, and whenever we have lockdowns, it is definitely hurting the economy, especially if you look at travel stocks. Do you see those morning?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is, you know, a valid concern, because it would be easy to just instantly have these travel restrictions be imposed again. Travel stocks just getting hit. You have American Airlines up, down another 2.5%. So actually, they bounced back a little bit on Friday, up 2.6%. Today, right back down, down 2.5% pre-market.
Yeah, and this is where we see the uncertainty. I mean, the big down day here, this was the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, when we first learned about the Omicron variant. And ever since, I mean, it's just like, okay, it's bad. And no, we have it under control. No, it's bad. And I mean, it's going back and forth. And yeah, on Friday, up 2.6%. This morning, down 2.54%. I mean, it's just this teeter-totter-tater. I don't know what's going on here. It's just crazy. Well, and then also yesterday, some news on the political front, which was kind of surprising, and then not yet. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, it's interesting, because I think that a lot of what's happening in Washington is actually just, you know, talk for the talking heads. And yeah, it trickles down into the markets. But this actually, I think, is a big deal. So President Biden was hit with a pretty big blow with his economic agenda, that Build Back Better plan, because West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, he rejected the plan. He said that he's not backing it. And that was a pretty big shock, because I believe they thought he was locked in on it.
Well, and again, we have to see. I mean, Joe Manchin is a Democratic senator. So, I mean, of course, the party expects him to be in line and vote with the party and for President Biden's and the White House agenda. And he said, no, we're not doing this. And here's why it is critical. I mean, there are 50 Democratic senators, and we need, or President Biden needs, all 50 Democratic senators to push through this $2 trillion Build Back Better plan. And this is where, when just one of them, and here it was Joe Manchin, who has been criticizing it for weeks, but if he says, no, I'm not supporting it, I mean, this is when it will be tough. And that's actually affecting the markets, as you said this morning. So let's go to the markets.
Yeah, I mean, and Goldman Sachs, they cut the U.S. forecast for U.S. GDP for next year, right? So it had been priced into the market. The markets had expected that it would go through. Now, it's still possible that it could go through with a scaled down version. And so it's not completely dead, but it's kind of almost back to the drawing board, trying to figure out what to do now.
Well, it definitely won't be passed anytime soon. And that is what's critical. And this is what the markets are reacting to this morning. Not only the news from the Omicron variant, but also the political news here. And I said, it was priced in. Goldman Sachs cut their forecast from 3% to 2%. And this is where the E-mini S&Ps I'm bringing up here, the E-mini futures 5-minute chart, have been sliding, a little bit bouncing back here going into the opening. But we are looking at a solid 1% plus lower opening. I mean, the E-mini S&P right now is down 1.2%. The NASDAQ is down 1.39%. And the Dow is down, let's quickly over there, more than 1%. So definitely starting here this morning, deep in the red.
And unlike last Friday, where it was mixed, it's down across the board.
It's down across the board. Down. I mean, it's everywhere. Also, if you look at Bitcoin, for example, right? I mean, Bitcoin, we have talked about this, and Bitcoin is lower this morning, 2.27%. And we see it's trading at 45,000. So it is actually well below the 50,000 that many people hoped that would help as support, but now it is strong resistance. And Bitcoin is also one of the more risky investments. And this is where we see the risk off. I mean, money is being taken out of the market right now.
Yeah, and Bitcoin's a perfect example.
Yeah, and this week is anyhow a super light trading week, because markets are closed on Friday. because of the Christmas holiday. So, and there's not much going on here. So usually this is where we see often a Santa Claus rally, as we have lower volume here, and this is where usually some buying takes place. But right now, I mean, if you look at the economic calendar, there's a few things that are popping out, right?
Yeah, and generally speaking, it's a quiet week and low volatility. We do see for the economic calendar, consumer confidence, core PCE price index, so a few things. Just a mild week, though. I think it's gonna be one of those weeks where, are we gonna see more Omicron news, and then also, are traders going to buy the dip? And that's to be seen. And I think that it was a go-to plan for the last year or so, but we'll see if it holds up this time.
And this is where some say that right now, if you're looking at this, that the markets are a little bit oversold. And again, I keep looking at the 50-day moving average, especially in the S&P, because it held really, really, really well, pretty much the whole last 2 years, if you're looking at it. Yes, we have slight dips below, but then we are dipping right back up. So we could dip below today, as we did here the week after Thanksgiving, but then bouncing right back and maybe finish on record highs here. So we shall see. We shall see. All right, now in other news, Spider-Man, the movie, was released. I mean, it hit the theaters last week already. And if you look at this, let me just get rid of the 50-day moving average. But this is where we already saw on Friday that AMC was popping higher 19%. And I mean, the movie was expected to do really, really well. I mean, Sony, who released the movie, said it will be probably around 130 million. And everybody was like, it will be above 100 million. That is amazing. And then it blew everything out of the water. Did you see that?
I did. I believe it made that 130 on Friday. Yeah. So after Friday, so the first day, just crushing it. So
right, and it's the third highest domestic opening weekend, and it's right behind two other Marvel movies. It's behind the Endgame movie, and then also the Avengers Infinity War. So. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. We got to talk about Tesla. Tesla, 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 Tesla. Tesla down again this morning because Elon Musk was active on Twitter again.
He was. He said, just for those wondering, that he will pay over $11 billion in taxes this year. So him selling $14 billion worth of Tesla since November has really been more of a pre-tax right. Sale.
And of course, taxes are usually not public, but everybody's speculating that this is a record payment, that the IRS never received a higher payment than these $11 billion. However, so he has this $11 billion tax payment, but then he sold $14 billion of stock. So that's $3 billion that's left. That's $3,000 million.
You might as well squeeze a little out of it for some fun.
Yeah. All right.
But Tesla's now below $1 billion for their market cap.
And I think that's quite significant, right? So we are now on the market cap of 936, and everybody was celebrating when Tesla was above $1 billion because it was, what, the fifth company or fourth company in the U.S.? I mean, we have definitely Apple. We have Google. We have Microsoft. Was it the fourth?
Was it number four?
I believe. I mean, we can look it up and then cover it tomorrow. Anyhow, so today we also have some stragglers here when it comes to earnings. So today we have Carnival Cruise Lines reported earnings, and they already did it before the bell. So they are down 3%. Then we have Nike reporting earnings today. I believe it's after the bell for Nike, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and then we have Micron Technology. So these are the three, I mean, really super late to the party reporting earnings. I mean, this is for the third quarter, and we are here right now at the end of the fourth quarter.
It's a little late for them. Did you hear that? And then, you know, going back to travel stocks, Marcus, I know that Carnival reports after the bell, but Royal Caribbean, they have a ship docked in Miami with 48 cases of COVID. So that's not helping matters.
I mean, we've been talking about this, right? I mean, I don't understand people who are going right now on cruises. I personally wouldn't do it. So this is why I don't trade cruise lines right now. I mean, they're just, they're just a mess for me. If you're looking here at Royal Caribbean, and if you look at the weekly chart, we see that ever since the pandemic dropped, they haven't recovered yet. And I mean, at some point, they might run into cash flow problems. And news like this, of course, is not helping their cause.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the concerns trickle over to Carnival Norwegian as well. I think NCLH.
NCLH. There we go. Yep. Yeah, down 4.2% pre-market trading. A lot going on.
You get one big negative headline like that and it trickles over.
It sure does. All right, we got to get ready to trade the markets here this morning. If you would like to know how exactly, then I'll link to a couple of videos right here. And if you enjoyed this, make sure that you subscribe to this channel, and then we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.